You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and today we are going to talk about an incredibly important topic. If you want to be successful in business, you really need to be on at least one or maybe two social media platforms. And today we are going to be talking with an expert strategist in social media, and I'm going to introduce her, but she is a phenomenal, heart-centered, even faith-based entrepreneur who is stepping out in providing value for entrepreneurs to shine bright on social media. And her name is Heather Hyman, and she is a international keynote speaker and author as well. And the book that she wrote is Golden Rules of Social Media Marketing. And so guess what? That's what we're talking about today. All these nuggets, just get ready. Get your pencil and paper ready, because we're just going to lay down some serious, awesome knowledge bombs for you to take and run with it and to grow your business and increase your visibility. So she's also done work with Chick-fil-A and many chambers of commerce. I mean, she knows her stuff. She's 20 years experience in helping brands shine online through social media marketing. So welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Heather Hyman. Yay!
Yay! Thank you so much, Michelle. It's been so awesome just connecting with you over the last several weeks. And it's awesome to really be able to do what I love, which is show up talking with business owners, CEOs, and leaders and saying, this is how you can do these things smarter with social media to grow.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I cannot wait to dive in, because I just know that we're going to cover some serious knowledge here that people really need to know about. So that we're going to talk about the things they should do and the things that they should not do. And that's important too. So let's dive right in. Heather, tell us, what are some of the most basic things that business owners, small business owners who maybe aren't so comfortable with technology or social media, what is the first couple of things that they should do?
Yeah, so not to be the bearer of bad news, but I like to honestly just go straight to it and say three mistakes, but I will give you good news, as I will easily convert it into a positive of here's what to do. So I'd say the mistake number one is when businesses are not consistent. The truth of the matter is people are judging you based on your social some people call it a footprint. And so if you are out there saying one thing, which is we are the go-to on this, or we are expert in this, or we have this fantastic service or product, and yet someone comes to check you out on social and you haven't posted in 3.5 weeks, 4 months, it's a complete disconnect to your audience. So to solve that, be consistent in your posting. It's really not like this one size fits all. I genuinely believe that. If a movie theater and an accountant and a Chick-fil-A restaurant and a coach all came to me, it's not a formula of go do this, post this many a number of times a day. It really is unique to the audience that they are specifically trying to attract. But the one thing I will say to do that well is to consistently say, what can we do? So whether that's 3 times a week or 7 times a week or 3 times a month, you got to start somewhere. And so if you may not be able to get within a week or 2 weeks to maybe the ultimate consistency level you want to, just start somewhere, but get on some type of consistent cadence in your posting. If it's okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the second one. And that is the mistake of really not being clear in how you help people, or not really giving a clear offer. And so I'm the first person to tell you, one of the biggest mistakes that businesses are making is they don't realize that they've got multiple people they're trying to please. They've got their own business goals. So I almost try to say you're trying to please yourself. And then you have the actual social media platforms that you are trying to please. And so if I can tell you as a social media strategist, for example, that Facebook hates it when you post URLs and links guiding people somewhere else, and you look at your social media and say, the last, 15 posts we posted, 13 of them all have a link doing exactly what Facebook hates. So you have to make both people happy. So you might want to grow your email list. You might want to generate leads or guide people to a discovery call, but you have to balance what's going to help your content get seen by more, kind of while you're playing on their playground because they own it. And so it's kind of like trying to be smarter. But when you do show up on social, just make it really clear. If you help people with X, that needs to be a part of your story and your messaging on social media, and guide people to know exactly what that looks like if they want to do business with you.
I really am glad that you brought all of that up, because messaging is so important. One of the things that I personally struggle with right now is that I am a leader of Revealio, which is the, we do a lot of really innovative media and publicity and broadcasting and interactive augmented reality marketing experiences. But then I also lead Tech with Heart, which is about, it's a completely different audience that I'm going after, but it's one person doing both. Mm. And so what can you say to somebody else that's out there trying to perhaps lead a movement while they're also growing their business, and maybe they do vary in target audience?
Yeah. So, if they completely vary and there isn't any overlap, it's almost as if you're really trying to grow and build two things. But I would say, for the most part, even if it's just you not compartmentalize your life and you're making sure that the audiences know that you do have the other thing, I just like to think of it as you're sprinkling that message. So 85% of your content might be full on exactly what they need and want. And then you just might sprinkle in such a way that could make sense to them. So you might just say something like, hey, you may not know this, but we have this nonprofit organization where we do XYZ. And this might be something you're interested in, but it also could very well be something that your neighbors or people that you go to church with or people that you are having dinner with are interested. And if you see any connection, we would love an introduction, or we'd love for you just to share this message out and just kind of not discredit the people that you know and who they know. And when you show up on social media with that mentality, you've got the ability to say, someone else who loves or respects me and thinks that, for example, Michelle is doing a great work, when she's out and about with all the relationships of the people that she knows, then I don't want to discount the opportunity for intros or connections and for social media to be a part of that journey to really be able to expand that message for both of those, functions that you want to grow.
I think some people actually in the small business sector struggle a little bit with making themselves known to others as far as what they do without feeling salesy. I know that's a big taboo word right now. People are saying give value, value, value. Mm-hmm. And social media is platforms for you to more or less kind of share enough, like she was saying, sprinkling value throughout your posts that people will be drawn to you, right? So that they like tuning into your posts. Maybe they'll even set themselves an alert when you do go live, or if you are posting regularly, they'll get a notification that you posted. Groups are really great that way on social media, because you can more or less lead a group, providing value and encouraging others to, put value in the group as well. But yeah, talk about how important it is, the ratio between putting posts out there that are informative, just providing guidance. Others are more sometimes inspirational quotes or whatever you see a lot. And then there's those that are actually putting out a post that says, this is what I'm proposing, this is what I'm putting out there. And do you recommend anybody put any price points at all on social media?
Yeah, great question. So the first thing I want to say, as you began talking, I want to tell everyone listening that this idea has saved me, and it's shifted the mindset of how I even just show up. And that is you realizing and truly believing that when you genuinely are able to provide a result, a transformation, or a product offering that genuinely can help someone, when you show up online or even just in conversation, because I do believe all this works with social media, when you believe that it's really about the relationships that you're trying to actually form and cultivate and make connections. But I believe that selling is serving. And so I believe if someone were to come to me and they were just like, Heather, I need this, 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 and this. And I know that all the things that they just said is what I do. Like, that's my jam. That's my wheelhouse. That's my expertise. And I just said, like, oh my goodness, that's so great that you need help with that. And then I just like changed the subject and began talking about like the latest movie I saw on Netflix. Like, that is absurd, right? That doesn't actually make sense. So I just believe in my heart that when we know that there are people that could benefit from what we have, we just show up and we serve. And to your point, we give value. And then it's serving when we just share an opportunity to say, you know, here's this thing. And if you want more information, you can call me. So kind of to your point, it can be call me, it can be click this link, it can be go to my website, but you want to just guide people to what that looks like. And so for me, I'm a huge fan of video. I make videos all the time. If you looked from 2014 to today, there's probably thousands of free videos that I have made across Facebook and YouTube and all the places. And the information I'm sharing is for free, but I make it about the customer, quick tips that are going to help make their lives easier with social. And I would say probably 90% of every video ends with, hey, if you'd be interested in this 31-day social media content calendar, here's where you can go to get it. Hey, if you're looking for some free training, I've got a free training that's coming up. Here is where you can go to sign up for it. And so I'm like, give value and then try to be intentional and strategic and end with a call to action.
Okay. I'm sorry, Heather. I was going to say something too. I'm actually finding it quite helpful if you share a little bit of story every now and then too. Share a story of yourself, struggles that you've overcome. Also share stories of any wins that your clients, like maybe say, you know, my client came to me with XXX problem. And then over a certain course of time, you know, we are able to resolve it. And now she's, or he or she is elated because this and this and this is happening. Or even see if they, ever write to you, whether it be a text or whether they send an email or whether they send any kind of a private message on any social media thanking you for what you've done for their business. You can even take screenshots of that and share that out as a picture in your post and then speak to, you know, the problem that they came to you with. And that is, that carries its weight in gold, social proof right there. So those are great posts as well. You can be doing on social media without feeling braggy. You're just more or less kind of sharing some wins. Everybody loves to see wins, right?
Yep. Absolutely. And to your question, for someone who might say, like, I want you to kind of tell me what to do, this is kind of like a rule of thumb. But regarding your posting strategy on social media, and this really is not something that really changes based on the platform. But if you're doing LinkedIn, you can apply this. If you're doing Facebook, you can apply this. But I would almost give someone like a generic rule of thumb of 1 out of 5 posts needs can be and should be a business goal that's a priority for you. So if that is you trying to book consultations, then 1 out of 5 posts is you literally being super clear. Hey, if you're interested in XYZ, I would love to let you know, here's how you can go about that. Or for example, if your business goal is we are trying to grow and build our email list through social media, then you could say 1 out of 5 of your posts is you showing up saying, hey, if you're looking for XYZ, we've put together this checklist, or we have this 5-minute training video that answers this topic. Here's how you can get that. And so you are able, because I always like to tell people, your social media goals need to be aligned with what your business goals are. And then you show up and you merge the strategies together. And then you make sure that you are executing that. So nobody who intentionally is trying to use social media to grow their business should be left feeling this is like spaghetti. I'm throwing it on the wall. I'm not sure what I'm doing. And I think that if we just kind of step back and we say, why are we doing this? We're doing this for X. You know, again, it's a little bit of a game, but it's a game that I do believe has positive results, because social media allows for us to have like two-way street dialogues. And it's not just like a digital corkboard for us to just like constantly be like spewing out information, but truly to increase that engagement and have conversation.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing.
You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Okay, so you had mentioned three mistakes. The first one was, let's go back to the, what was the first one that you mentioned?
Is basically not being consistent is mistake number one.
Okay.
Mistake number two is not showing how you can help people or not having a clear offer on social. And then the mistake number three was hiding and not shining as the leader that you are. And this is based on my experience. I've specifically been working with CEOs, brands, businesses since 2014. And my experience is a lot of people that maybe are much more comfortable behind the scenes, people that are much more comfortable maybe saying that they are an introvert and that social media just makes them have all these feelings of not necessarily how they might prefer to engage with people. I find that they hide, they kind of operate in fear, and they're not just as willing to put themselves out there. And therefore, from like a customer's perspective, who really is just trying to go, do I want to hire this person? They don't see you. Or if they do come to your page, it's maybe a lot of stock photography, and there's not a vision of, if I were to hire you to be my transformational coach, what do you even look like? You know, what would that look like for us to just feel slightly more connected by what you're putting out there in your social media marketing? So that's the third mistake.
Wow. So that's really actually quite powerful, because people will oftentimes decide to work with you based upon you, not necessarily only the services that you provide. Yeah. So that is an incredibly important part. So I'm going to just reiterate that. You need to show up. People want to see your face. And I am a big component. That's what Tech with Heart's all about. So we can use technology. We can use social media as a platform. It's all free. It's a beautiful thing, but you need to show up. You need to show up every now and then. And there's multiple different ways that you can do that. And Heather mentioned it earlier. And one of them is do live videos if you can, or do recorded videos. Show up as the author of your company, like show up as the face of your company. And if you don't necessarily want to be always the face of your company, that's okay. But you should be showing up either on your website, like she was saying, images of you, headshots, having a good headshot. You know, I've had a lot of personal branding experts come on the show, and we talk about the importance of making sure that your headshot is professional looking. If you want to be taken seriously, you have to come across very professional looking, and that you don't want to have a headshot of you in a spaghetti top, you know, tank, you know, when you're jogging. I mean, you want to, unless that's your thing. I mean, if that's your thing, then sure, that could be your brand, but most of us don't have that as our brand. So be cognizant of how you are appearing in your photos, but then also, yeah, how often should somebody show up on social media, either through live broadcasting or video? How often do you think they should be putting videos out there?
You know, I mean, in a perfect world, if someone watching right now said, I want to use Facebook and that is my number one priority, I would say that if you were paying me to help you, we would be doing at least one post every day, possibly two posts every day. For someone right now that's doing all of their own social media and they're maybe struggling with content ideas, like what I just said can feel just like daunting. But I feel that once you kind of get an idea of the different content buckets that you can choose from and you proactively think ahead, then you avoid that burden of every day walking around with this kind of like, honestly, it's a burden. What should I post? Oh my goodness, I haven't posted. What's it going to be? I don't have anything. And it's kind of like this constant hamster wheel of last minute trying to figure it out. And so I would just say, like, perfect world, Facebook business page, you're posting at least once a day. And I like to do video because I think video is powerful. It allows for people to like you, know you, and trust you in a much faster way than just hearing your voice, as well as just maybe reading your content. So in a perfect world, if you could get on a consistent routine of doing at least one video, whether it's recorded or if it's live every week, I think that'd be great. It's even better if you can train your audience to know every Tuesday you have a training that's 5 minutes. So you're just kind of, you train them to know what to expect from you. So Tuesdays at noon. And for some people that may not even gel with your lifestyle. And so again, it doesn't mean that video is not going to work for you, but that's just, again, small little things you can do to up level it, which again, kind of goes along with that consistency piece I talked about earlier.
Well, this has been excellent. I know we don't have, we could talk social media and the power of it and the different platforms and which one you should be on. But look, you know, tune in. Tech with Heart is here to help empower entrepreneurs to be successful in a digital era. Heather is part of our Tech with Heart network. And there are other social media experts in the group as well. If you have questions on how or what and how often and, you know, this and this or that, and it's just kind of, you know, a question that can be answered fairly quickly, feel free to post a comment either on this Facebook Live with Heather, because it's a matter of social media topic, or just post a question in the Tech with Heart Network free group on Facebook. It's a Tech with Heart Network. It's a private group. You're welcome to join us if you're watching this and you haven't joined us. And we are here to provide a very warm, safe environment for entrepreneurs like you to ask good questions, or even questions you may feel like is a little bit silly. Nothing silly in this group. We're here to help you embrace technology. These platforms such as social media really can boost your business and help you to attract the right kind of client. We need to sift through and not be fishing for, if we're going for bass, you don't want to be catching trout. You know, you want to make sure you're putting the right content out there to attract what you need to yourself. So Heather, could you please share with the group how they could go ahead and get a hold of you? And do you have any offers that you would like to share with them right now so that they can potentially, because, you know, Tech with Heart is about enlightenment, but then the empowerment and implementation part. So it's one thing to hear about what you should do, and it's another thing to actually go and, like, learn how to do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone who wants to connect with me, I'd love for you to, you can go to my website, sweetteasocialmarketing.com, and my social platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, are probably where I spend the most amount of time. And there's links to all of those. I would say to anyone right now, I do have two things to tell you about. One, I've got a free 31-day social media content calendar to give you exact ideas of what you could begin posting. I get people emailing me years later saying that they have it. It's hugely helpful to them. And you can get that by just going to sweetteasocialmarketing.com/content calendar. And then The Golden Rules of Social Media Marketing is my book. And I would say that this would be the best investment for anybody who knows that they need help with social media marketing, but they want it in a small book. You'll see that this is not like a crazy read, but it's simple and it's tactical and it's strategy. So you can begin having strategy and kindness in your marketing and begin getting results immediately.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad that you were able to jump on here and give value back to the entrepreneurs of the Tech with Heart Network. Thank you so very much. And so for those of you who are watching or listening, don't be hesitant to reach out and comment in the post here or on YouTube or wherever you're watching this content. Feel free to ask a question and Heather or I will do our best to get back to you as quickly as possible, or you can contact her via sweetteasocialmarketing.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's all perfect. Right.
So that's wonderful. And if you are an expert and you are a thought leader and you have something of value to provide back to the Tech with Heart entrepreneurial audience, please reach out to me and join our network at techwithheartnetwork.com. Tech with Heart is a nonprofit organization that exists to empower entrepreneurs to embrace technology so they can stay competitive and relevant for long-term success in a rapidly changing digital world. So we are here to support you and encourage you. And we all lift as we rise. It's a wonderful, heart-centered, warm network of entrepreneurs that are really ready to just take the reins and run with it. They just need a little bit of guidance. So if you can provide them value, then you probably would be a great fit for our show. So reach out to us, techwithheartnetwork.com. Heather, I want to say thank you again for showing up here today, providing heart-centered approach to social media, but also value, especially on those mistakes to avoid.
Fantastic. It's been awesome to be here with you, Michelle. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, you guys. To your success. Bye-bye.